Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of all ages, welcome everybody to the season 5 premiere of Manga Alert. I am once
Hell
again your
yeah. We're
host, Old
here.
Shaman, and joining me again today are the other three horsemen of the apocalypse. We have Gear Third Manga, Shrug Pod, and the lovely Base Senpai.
Yay.
We really gonna call him lovely? He did murder us all last time.
Oh, you know what? Forgive and forget, right?
I don't
That's what
know.
2020, if it's one thing that 2020 taught us is that we are all comrades. And at the end of the day, as a civilization and as a humanitarian, we all have to forgive each other at the end of the day. So that way we can make forward for progress for the greater good.
I don't know if I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, you're Christian. You believe in the crucifying and, beheading of.
Oh, whoa, we're gonna get canceled.
Oh, sorry. You know what? You're bleep that
We're
out.
fine.
Censor that.
I don't think we have a very large evangelical audience.
Gonna be honest, probably not.
I mean, if you read manga, you're going to hell. Just period,
Yeah,
That's
it's
what I've
true.
been told. I'm not allowed back in certain churches.
So. And the fucking bit. All right. Anyways, so how we all been, guys? Been good?
Oh, we're still getting hammered by the pandemic up here. I know you guys are starting to do
Oh,
okay, but
it's like
not us.
I'm
We're
going everywhere I want, I can go to Scottsdale, Arizona now and I can just go party and have fun and not have to wear my face mask. It's great, It's awesome.
You should still be wearing your mask.
No, you shouldn't. Theme song!
Danny Fenton, he was just 14 when his parents built a very strange machine.
It was designed to view a world unseen.
He's gonna catch a Maltese, Danny Fenton.
When it didn't quite work, his folks, they just quit.
And welcome back, everybody. Thank you, Gear, for that lovely opening. That was a beautiful, beautiful segue. I'm glad that we were able to do that. Going back to an earlier comment Base made about the whole face mask argument. Now, I have something that I have to bestow upon you, and this is some knowledge I think all of you guys would be able to understand, is that the face mask is a chin diaper, and essentially, by wearing a face mask, you are therefore perspirating and vomiting and spitting all over yourself at a constant rate throughout the entirety of the day. By using the same mask over and over again, you are actually increasing your odds and chances of getting sick just off of the bacteria of wearing your face mask alone.
First off, you clean the mask, and not all of us have smoker's lung,
Who
shaman,
cleans
where we're coughing
masks? You know what,
24/7.
Base? Common sense.
I do.
Common sense would dictate that yes, you clean the face mask. I clean my face mask all the time.
I have inserts that I like
I
exchange
actually
every
don't
like
clean
two or three
mine.
days.
To the average Joe, to the average person who's just commuting from back and forth to work or from the general population, who is going to take the time out of their day to clean their face mask? Nobody is.
Well,
And at the end of the
honestly,
day,
no one is like the greatest exotic wildlife surveillance expert known to man.
well,
So, I mean, I don't blame
yeah,
him.
base knows what he's base knows what he's talking about when it comes to
I
biology.
guess
It's like
so.
his second
I guess
job.
so. He is a biology major.
I have a mask and it's like Ken Kaneki's mask
That
from
is
Tokyo
fucking
Ghoul. You know,
stupid.
No, you
the
don't, Gears.
Someone should shoot
Don't.
you
Well,
on
this is
sight.
the worst start to the season I think we've ever had.
No, I would agree that this is probably the best start to the season that we've ever had.
I'm coming up to Canada. I'm gonna break your arm.
Not again.
It's pretty easy to do. Gear is like that guy from Broken who, where if you just like touch him like a fraction of a like a finger point, like you just break every single bone in his body.
Do you mean unbreakable?
Whatever that shitty Shyamalan movie was that no one fucking likes.
Yeah, unbreakable.
Yeah, Broken or
Well,
Glass.
unbreakable's
Was the
like one of the
first
only
one,
ones
wait,
people
was the
like.
first one Glass or was the sequel
Okay.
Glass?
Glass was the third one.
Oh shit, there's a third movie? Holy shit.
It's a cinematic universe, dude.
Yeah,
God damn.
it's Unbreakable Split, Unbreakable Split in Glass.
That's
Yeah, the Shyamaverse.
fucking terrible. End that fucking series, Shyamalan.
Anyway, How's the manga reading been going?
Yeah.
It's been going pretty good. I've sold pretty much all my manga, which is great because, you know, manga is just, you know, it's dead. Who reads manga in 2021 anymore? Like, seriously.
I don't blame you, Shaman. You had to make room for a cigar refrigerator.
Everyone should just pirate their manga. Everyone should just go on whatever their recent manga pirating sites
are. Well, I mean,
we
were sponsored by Kiss Anime and Kiss Manga for a while, so I think sponsoring,
you know,
pirating sites is okay now.
Okay.
I have to do a lot of censoring this episode.
Is the way to go, okay? You know what? And also to sell all your, because that's even better.
I think Shaman's started to lose it. He needs more shonen in his life, some more friendship.
No, I need it's all about these gains now, boys. You gotta go to the gym here. It's great.
Why don't you read How Heavy Are the Dumbbells You Lift? Base can recommend.
Well,
that.
You know what? After reading Kengan Ashura, you know, I got the motivation to go and work out and to lift more and to be more health conscious. You know, get your protein gains in. Eat a salad every once in a while.
How much protein are you intaking daily?
Shit, man, I probably eat like 3 or 4 meals a day with like red meat, chicken.
No, how much protein?
That I don't know. I don't know exactly how much.
And you don't eat chicken for the protein. You eat it for the lean meats and low fat.
Well, I eat it for the gains, and I eat it for the greater good.
Then you're not doing it right.
The gains.
You also need to be consuming your weight in protein daily if you want to see any results.
Well, I'm slowly but surely getting results, Base, but thank you.
You are probably drinking one smoothie with added whey protein a day, which is like 25 grams, and calling it a workout.
I mean, help. I'm drinking like 2 gallons of water a day, if that helps.
Oh, whoa!
Why'd you have to expose me like that?
Anyway, Shaman, I know you picked up 5-star stories. How about that? How's that going?
Well, I picked up one of the volumes of 5-star stories. It's one of the hardest to find series to date. I mean, if you're talking English, obscure, out of print, nothing tops it more than 5-star stories. And if it's one shoujo manga I could recommend, it would be that 5-star stories. It's a brilliant story with excellent characters, great mecha designs, fantastic world building.
Mecha.
It's absolutely a treat.
Shaman, are you outside a racetrack? Like, what is that noise?
There's people zooming on by.
You hear that?
I think that's on my end.
Oh, Gear.
I'm pretty sure Gear is the one
people
who can't cancel out his fucking audio.
Well, I can't. Well, I can in editing. I can. Screw you.
You need noise cancellation gear. All
right,
like,
first,
really
let me just talk about the manga I've been reading. All right?
All right, sure.
All right, I've been reading a series called Maki Maho. I messed up and turned the wrong person into a magical girl. This is peak magical girls. Honestly, it is one of the best manga I have ever read. It's honestly a gem in the rough because it's about a girl who is a cute little, you know, has her like, you know, royal pigtails, you know, those like French braids and stuff. But she's smoking cigarettes all day and just cusses nonstop. And
like Shaman?
Yeah.
Sounds like me.
And she has bulging veins just popping out of her forehead all the time. And she is just...
Whoa.
It's the most badass. Like, I love bulging vascularity and defined muscles and abs riddled with, you know, veins that resemble the Dead Sea Scrolls. But well, honestly, this... I'm loving it. I mean, it
Base,
is the best
this
of
is
both worlds.
Base, I'm finally glad that you're coming out, finally. It's great to hear.
Who doesn't love massive muscles? Juice to the gills.
Yeah,
I honestly could piss hot standing next to some of these titans. I mean, strap them with rocket fuel and send them to the moon. Speaking of which, I've been really excited to be reading Kengan Omega weekly and Record of Ragnarok monthly, so... and honestly, the How Heavy Are the Dumbbells You Lift, Shaman, you would love that manga. It is very informative on targeting specific muscle groups, eating right, getting the right cardio in, stretching, and giant tits. So there you go.
Ooh,
I mean, I can just go to the gym and all. I can just go to the gym and see all that, man. Like, what's the point of reading a story when you just live it?
That's creepy. You're creeping. You can't say that.
Reading a Magical Girl manga is not creepy. Okay. All right.
It's not a Magical Girl series because she's not
nice hot takes today.
She's a delinquent and she's forced to be a Magical Girl. It's almost like, what's that one series like? You know, he got like forced to be something, but he decided to do it anyways.
Oh, Attack on Titan.
Forced?
Yeah.
We're talking about forcing someone. Wow, whatever happened to consent base? Bigot.
Oh, Redo of a Healer? Is that the one?
Someone was watching my manga haul and said I got a Redo of the Healer ad on my channel, but I'm pretty sure that's because of their search history, not.
Yeah.
Not me, right?
That's a them problem.
What's a series?
Yeah.
Redo of a Healer. It got an anime this season. It's basically, from what I understand, it's about this guy who, like, got bullied and stuff. So he gets a redo, and he decides to rape all of his enemies.
He gets bullied, and putting it lightly, bullied is very tame for what he did. I mean, he is drinking urine and getting his crotch stepped on. And he gets reborn, and he is the greatest healer, which means he, like, can heal his face and make it different, and he does some... It's pretty much revenge porn, but apparently it has a very large female audience. Like, a lot of women are watching Redo of a Healer. A lot.
You know...
Well, good for them. Every woman who's into manga has daddy issues, am I right?
We're gonna get canceled.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh boy.
I just love saying these things because I know Gear gets pissed off over this shit. It's so great.
I
love it.
I just moved to back to Florida.
What happened to what happened to Pokimane? Did you guys split? Or are you guys still together?
Pokimane and I are taking a break, an extended break.
That's okay.
Didn't want to be in Missouri anymore, and she needed to stay at her job for the next foreseeable future. So whatever is in the future, we'll see. But for now, I am in Florida, and Pokimane.
So you were in misery. You were in misery.
I ain't going back to Missouri.
Okay. I've heard that pun probably 6 times from 8 different people. So
if you can't pay the cash, you're out with the trash.
All right, anything else to any other manga based before we move on?
Honestly,
well,
that Tokyo Duel series, which is very weird. It's in the same magazine as Record of Ragnarok. And it's kind of like that same style of, like, you know, big tournament battle. But the really weird thing is, in the second volume, you know how Zeus in Record of Ragnarok can kind of, like, change his body? You know how his skin tightens?
Yeah. And he gets those massive thighs.
Yeah. The Zeus in that series does the same exact thing. He kind of looks exactly the same. So I don't know if it's, like, a crossover? Or
here he is.
It's very...
It's like the same character, almost.
It's literally, I don't know if it's exactly Zeus, but it looks really similar, and he does the same exact thing. It's like an old guy, bald head, like with the braided top knot, and it literally looks like the same exact character. But yeah, that is all the manga I have.
Well, it sounds to me, Base, like you've been productive reading manga. I would probably say out of all 4 of us here, you probably are the only one who still keeps up with what's going on in the industry today.
What?
Gear, what? No, Gear, don't, just stop. Let me finish. Gear, on the other hand, just does everything for the bit. He doesn't take anything seriously. So, Based, I appreciate that you have such an obsession and a knowing of what's going on in the industry. Because I don't know what we would do without
you. I feel like... I
you got a real heart for it.
I feel like I have my fingers on the pulse on what's going on in the community and the industry. I feel like a lot of casuals and nonsensical idiots on Discord kind of just don't know what's going on, what's in the know. Like the Phantom Seer stuff.
We can talk about that after we go through. Let's have a shrug go now. All the stuff he's been reading.
Okay. I have been reading I read through all of Attack on Titan, so I started from beginning and then I caught all the way up. It was awesome. I got my girlfriend into it, which never thought I would be able to do that.
Hold on, you have a girlfriend?
Yes. I feel like Shrug goes through like girlfriends.
And you're Christian? These. Are you Christian?
I've had the same girlfriend for a while.
Oh, you
Shrug has a different one each episode.
Yeah. That's we'll say that because I'm Mormon. Right. You know,
if she hears that, she's gonna be really upset.
She's gonna want 30 kids with you, Shrug. Better get that vasectomy.
Yeah. Anyways, so Attack on Titan's been really good, and I caught up, and I have it's very exciting. Then I finished that up. I read the past couple of newest volumes of My Hero just to kind of like see what's going on. I kind of just read the new volume when it comes out, so I'm not, you know, super caught up to it.
So you're on volume 26 or 7?
Yeah, I'm on 26. But I'm after the last couple of chapters of what I've seen, I think I might catch up to that next. After I finish a couple other series. But then I read I'm currently reading through what I got of Hunter x Hunter. I'm on like volume 9 of that. And that's a lot of fun. I got actually Apollo. I ended up buying some of his manga, and so we got some complications. But
not did you not like learn your lesson the first time about buying from Apollo?
Oh wait, you bought manga from Apollo too? Because I bought Apollo. Yeah. I bought manga from Apollo, and he forgot to ship a volume.
I bought.
No, Every time I keep hearing stories about buying manga from Apollo, he either forgets something, the package didn't ship out correctly, it goes back to his place. Like, guys, stop buying manga from him.
To cut him some slack, before he gave me all of Eye Shield 21 for a rather generous price. But he forgot the shit volume 21.
Was it worth it? For me, back in a unspecified amount of time, because I'm not going to admit that, and then people ask questions.
What?
He had Haikyuu. It was a while, but I'm not going to say how long it was ago that I first got to buy these. He was selling all of his Haikyuu and all the Hunter that he had. And so I said, hey, how much are those? And so I was like, I'll help him out. And so I bought them. So he shipped it to the wrong address. And he was like, well, it's gone forever. I'll give you a refund. I was like, okay. So then I think it's like, I think it was like, way later down the road, he said, hey, it showed back up at my door. I'm going to ship it out again soon. So then he shipped it out another two packages because he's constantly busy. And I finally got them all. And then he felt so bad that he sent me like an anime on Blu-ray. He was said, you know, I feel really bad that this happened to you. And so he sent me that along with it. And so I finally have them all.
Got to catch them all. Well, I guess at the end of the day, it worked out for you. What was the anime that he sent you?
Blue Spring Ride.
Oh god.
That's
Shellman's favorite series.
Blue Spring Ride, I didn't know was it was out.
Hentai?
Is it? Do I own hentai now?
Careful not to show your mommy and daddy.
Oh, so you haven't seen it yet?
No, I have never seen this. I don't. What am I about to watch? Blue Spring Ride. Like I know it by a different name because the manga was
Aoharu Ride. Okay, I've heard of this. I haven't read it.
Yeah, interesting. I was like, so now I own all of Haikyuu and up to like volume 18 of Hunter x Hunter, and then after I finish Hunter x Hunter, I plan to read all of Magi.
It's a shoujo, so burn it and throw it in the trash bin where it belongs.
What, Magi?
No, the Blue Spring Ride.
I was about to say, I just got all of Magi. Please don't make me.
I mean, you should, because they behead Christians in that.
I am very.
I don't think Christians even exist in Magi.
Are you saying that Christians aren't everywhere?
No, they're not
in that universe.
Definitely not in that universe.
Jesus is. Jesus is in all of our hearts, Gear.
So yeah, I plan on finishing Moggy because I have my final five reviews to do, and I'm really excited to finally read Moggy because I've been collecting it for a long time.
All right, so I've read a lot of things since the last podcast. So I've put out a lot of reviews and such, but recently, like Shrug, I just finished rereading all of Attack on Titan. It was really fun going back to that because it's been like 5 years since I read the first bits of the series, so that was pretty cool. And I'm all caught up now. And just to let everyone know, because people are obviously going to have a whole bunch of questions about how we feel about stuff, we are going to... The next podcast will be an Attack on Titan spoiler cast. So it'll be me, Shrug, and maybe a couple of other people who have completely read it. I don't know if Shaman wants to read it all. Probably not.
I don't have time for that. So it'll be me sitting out for that episode.
What are you... You read all of Kengan in like 24 hours, and then all you do... All I see you do is just sit and smoke cigars in your flip-flops. Like, you have time.
I don't know flip-flops, thank you very much. But, you know, I appreciate it. If you want to send me some base, please send me some.
Another one I read, I just finished recently and reviewed it, was Horimiya, which was nice and wholesome until they decided to do nothing for 50 chapters.
Is it hentai too?
No, that was like an actual really wholesome series that would have been like incredible if, like I said, they sort of just stop progressing any plot points at a certain point and they just like dick around and do nothing, and then it just ends with nothing getting resolved. So that was a little upsetting, but you know, whatever. But the main one I want to talk about, man, Oshinoko. This is like the greatest manga I have ever read. No bullshit. It's from Aka Akasaka, who did Kaguya-sama, which I also continue to read weekly, and it's like, again, some of the best shit I've ever read. But man, I started this a while ago, and I was meaning to talk about it on the podcast, but I never had a chance. But it's basically like, oh man, I don't know, it's like a murder mystery with like reincarnation and idols and acting and
it, like, sounds like shit.
No, you see,
I recommended it to him, by the way.
Yeah, so I gotta phrase this better. So like, there's this doctor guy who's in love with this teen idol, and and he bonds with this girl he's taking care of who has cancer and is dying, because they're like, oh yeah, this idol is so cool. And then the cancer girl dies, and then the idol comes to his hospital because she's pregnant with twins, and the doctor takes care of her.
What?
And then the doctor gets killed, and then him and the cancer girl are reincarnated as her twins, but the catch is that they have all of their memories, right? You following? We cool?
What the frick is going on?
So then
they're... No, I'm not. So then I don't understand any of this.
And she raises them, and they're like all like, oh my god, our favorite idol is raising us as babies. She's our mom. It's so cool, right? And so the kids grow up, and like they're like, I don't know, like seven or so. And then their mom gets killed, right? So now the two babies grow up. Now they're teenagers. They're in high school. But of course, they had previous lives. And now, while the girl is an idiot, she wants to become like an idol, and the boy wants to figure out who killed his mom. And it's incredible. I swear to God, it's like the best shit I've ever read.
What?
I'll take a pass.
What
on
is this series again?
It's terrible. It's called Oshinoko.
What is it?
It's from the creator of Kaguya-sama. He's just writing this one. Someone else is doing the art. And it's been like popping off, selling like hundreds of thousands of copies, so it's getting really big, really excited.
Therefore, it must be good.
Ooh. And yeah, here's the thing. It's really hard to explain this series, as you can imagine. Like, so, but it's just something about it is really, really interesting. It's a really fun read. Like, it spans so
whatever
many different...
happened to just short stories that just focus on like super simple plots without this whole bullshit.
Who cares?
Of reincarnation.
This is like the most.
I care because this sounds so stupid. Like,
but it's so unique.
Who cares?
They're baby. Like they're babies who can speak
they're
like
babies?
Adults. It's hilarious. I love it.
Wow.
And there's a whole arc. there's a whole arc that like that's super serious and deals with like, and it's beautiful. Like it's
oh shit, that's your plug it in the mental health for the episode. All right, good job.
There's an episode of Codename Kids Next Door that I have to refer to.
I'm telling you, this is gonna be the next big three. Confirmed right here. Once this gets an anime, it's
I
over.
Hope. All right, not.
Take your medication. Calm down.
Base will read it one day when it comes in English, and he'll agree with me.
I have already read. I actually read the only chapter of that series I read was like the when they're on the bridge here, and it's really dark. If you know what I mean.
Oh yeah. Wait. So you just like picked up on like chapter 30?
I because I saw the volume cover, and that's when I was like, oh, this. Because I was looking at the volume covers like, oh, this is super sick. So I read a chapter of it randomly, and that was the
it gets shockingly dark. It's a very unique series.
Taking a mild tangent from our pun episode about dark series, like, is this like a comedic dark series like pun where it's like cartoony? Yeah,
well, it's kind of like it
lighthearted.
It's kind of like it has.
And then it just kind of shocks you with these random dark moments in the series.
It's not like out of nowhere stuff. Like they'll have like basically you have two stories with like the daughter who wants to become like an idol and she's like a kid and stupid. So you have like her starting a YouTube channel with her friend, and then like on the other side you have the boy trying to solve a murder mystery, and so his stuff is a lot more dark and serious. It's like I said, it's very weird. But it's very unique, and I really love it. So there you go. Oshinoko, everyone. Check it out. It's some good shit.
Read Tengen Omega. It's way better.
We have too much dark shit in the world.
Well,
if
you want something...
We're still in the pandemic
If you want something light and fun, our favorite mangaka, Negi Haraba, has returned. After shocking the world with quintessential quintuplets, he's back with Ranger Reject. Yeah. It's a new story. It's about the Sentais, and there's like an evil grunt.
Super Sentai. Did I ever tell you that, Gear?
I know, right?
I am also a big Super Sentai.
You're a poser.
I like the Sentai and Power Rangers stuff. That's what I'm, because I grew up on that stuff, and then like seeing like the original stuff I thought was really interesting. But if they have a good manga of it, then I'd love to check that out.
I just love how Negi changed the world with like in the romance genre, and now he's moving right on to the action genre. Like he's just not gonna stop. He'll hit every genre before he dies.
He's not stopping. He's
incredible.
I don't see him touching Gekiga anytime soon, so you know.
Oh, just wait. Wait until he writes his like life story in manga form.
He's gonna be like 80 years old by that time, and by that time I'm gonna be dead. So does it matter?
Hey, but he's older than you. Don't say that.
Is he though? Because I thought Asian people never aged.
Well, some don't. Like Iraqi.
I mean, if we're talking to like Iraqi, you know, like he's gonna live forever. Like that man's immortal for all we know.
He's literally Dio.
Kono Dio da.
Oh, hey, Stone Ocean anime got confirmed. That was cool.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. That was a big deal today.
We're one step closer to part 7, which I only care about. So that's all I care.
Do you think that Araki's going to, like, just conclude, like, JoJo's at any point in the next few years? Like, you think he's going to get to part 10 and then he's just going to be like, well, that's it?
He already said he did everything that he wanted to do, which is why part 6 was supposed to wrap up the series. He wanted to end off with a female JoJo as the main lead protagonist, and then he was like, okay, I'm going to make another manga. And so he started Steel Ball Run, and he incorporated all his JoJo characters and assets into it, and then he's like, this could be JoJo.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's ever going to end JoJo anytime soon. If you're asking that question for like 5-10 years down the road, maybe, but he's not even close to ending part 8. So,
and part 8's already the longest.
No, he's not going to be ending anytime soon, Shrug. So,
well, I'm saying like 5-10 years. Like that's what I'm going to, like,
we don't know.
Soon.
For all we know, he's going to be going till he's 90. So
Golgo 13 is still going. Well, it's actually on hiatus right now, but you know, is still going.
Yeah, but that series really stinks. I mean, it couldn't even get a continuation in English, like,
well,
English.
Like, the story behind the GoGo 13 here in the States is that they only wanted to incorporate the best stories in quotations because that was Viz's opinion on what the best stories were.
How many volumes is GoGo 13 in English? If you're saying it's the best stories, how many volumes? Is it like 200 volumes?
It's 13. 13 volumes.
It's 199.
There's 13 volumes of the best stories out of 113.
That's, like I said, ooh, that's what Viz thought.
Wow. Oh, wow. That must mean it's not that good.
Anyway, but my point is the mangaka, the reason he's on hiatus now isn't because he can't, but it's for his own safety because he's 83 and because of the pandemic, they're like not taking any chances. So they're just like, yeah, man, just don't be at it. Oh, he's 84. Never mind.
It's like with authors like this, and they're kind of like in not the best condition, or they have like a huge risk like that. I would hate it. It's like didn't Tezuka die before he could finish Phoenix? Isn't that correct?
Yeah. Well, he died young. He was like 60.
I mean, Phoenix probably killed Tezuka. It was so bad.
I mean, even then though, like I just can't imagine like you want to just have an idea of, oh yeah, especially like nowadays. I don't know if I could just get an idea of, hey, let's just start the series. I'm 58 years old and I want to keep it going until I'm like for a Rocky, I would hate for like JoJo's to not get a solid conclusion because that would suck. And I'm not even the biggest fan of JoJo's.
That's life. That's life, Shrug. You know, you could just die tomorrow for all we know.
Yep.
Interesting thought is that it would be possible for Tezuka to still be alive today.
Wait, what?
Because he died when he was 60, right? If he could, like, he would be in his 90s now if he survived. So, like, he could.
His work lives on with his kids and his editors and everyone who worked around him. I mean, they opened up a Tezuka studio that literally carried on his productions for everything that he did. So,
another guy is Hayao Miyazaki, who I know Based also loves. That guy, like, he said he would retire after like every movie he's made in the past 20 years, and now he's just like, ah, screw it, I'm doing this until I die.
He's a bitter old man. He just needs to get over it.
I've literally seen some of the interviews with him are like super funny, because I think there was one the other day where he's like, yeah, I don't want to do anything. I honestly just want to like clean up my neighborhood. I really don't care that Demon Slayer is about to pass Spirited away. Like, that was like the entire interview.
They asked him about Demon Slayer. He's like, ugh, I don't watch these moving pictures on the television. I just want to
clean up my trash.
Yeah.
I just want to pick up my trash and keep my yard clean.
I think that was a subtle jab at like, Demon Slayer for how bad it is for just being trash, you know?
They're working, like, he's working on another film right now, and it's taking, like, 10 years, because basically all the people working on it are him and his friends, and they're hand animating everything, and they're getting, like, 30 seconds done every month, so it'll be out eventually.
Well, Neon Genesis Evangelion 3.0.10, whatever the end, did actually release, finally, and I didn't watch it, but
I don't know what's up with that movie, but okay, like, Gege Akutami and Koei Horikoshi, the mangaka for My Hero and Jujutsu Kaisen, they both went to see that movie on, like, a date together. It was all nice. And then they both got sick and had to take breaks the next week. So,
oh, nice. Well, maybe it was just such an elevated film that they just couldn't process it fully, so maybe that's what happened.
They were probably doing it on
Tuesday. I've actually been watching the Evangelion films recently, and so I don't own the third one, but when I looked up, I was explaining Evangelion to someone, and then I said, yeah, the one's going to come out, it's probably going to be like, you know, 4.0, but then it's called 3.0 plus 1.0. Thrice Upon a Time, and I was like, how could you mess this up so bad?
Obvious
naming convention.
I don't consider that messing up anything. I think that's just the IQ and the elevation that film creates. I think that's what they're going for.
Yeah, you just don't understand it.
I guess
I can't believe it took this movie so long. Like, geez, the third one came out in 2012.
Guys, I don't, why are we talking about Eva? It's so overrated.
I like it.
Oh yeah,
I think it's
cool. It's not. I mean, good. I agree with you, Bass. But you know, we talk about a lot of bad shit here on the podcast, like you know, Demon Slayer and Attack on Titan and all those others.
Doctor Stone.
Ooh, let's talk about Phantom Seer now.
Okay. Perfect. Let me go on a tangent. People are claiming the editors have no idea what they're doing with the Weekly Shonen Jump magazine. And I'll have you know that the Weekly Shonen Jump magazine probably has never been more successful as it is now than it has been ever in the history of the manga's entire existence. And I am almost positive it is more popular now than it was when the big three were all hitting their peaks at the same time, at least sales-wise. Because Demon Slayer sold more than all three of those combined in a single year, so I am almost positive that we are in the golden age of manga.
And Jujutsu Kaisen is on track to also do that, so...
And did you see the My Hero Academia jump? It's like over 50 million now. So, Shaman, this is the golden age of shonen manga. You might as well jump back in.
Glad I don't read shonen manga anymore.
Not yet. You're almost of age.
Nah, I'm good.
But here's the thing. So the context is that they canceled Phantom Seer over the weekend, which was weird because it was actually like selling well for a new series, and they canceled it anyway. So it's got a lot of people going on about, you know, some nonsense. I don't know. I think it was just a case of like they didn't really see it. Because like they have all their data and their like reader retention and stuff. Like I feel like they just saw that there wasn't much potential for growth there. I mean, I don't know, I haven't read the full thing, but that's probably just what happened. But yeah, whatever, you know, thing shit happens.
I am almost positive what they're doing with Phantom Seer. They see that, hey, they had some good sales. The author kind of has an idea of what he's doing. So I'm pretty sure they're doing exactly what they did with, what is Yuki Tabata's first work before Black Clover? It was like Joker.
Hungry Joker?
Yeah, they're literally just ripping it out and letting him start a fresh series with more, you know, just more chances of like, a better chance of growing, essentially.
I get what you mean. It's like, okay, you know what you're doing, now let's start over and you can put all the stuff you've learned into the new one.
Some people only do their like, simple, like, we have no idea what's going behind the scenes. That man could have been like, hey, this could have been his audition, and he literally had only ideas up to a certain point. And he, like, made this, like, he had an idea from point A to point B, and that was it. There's nothing beyond into C's.
Writer's block.
I'm really excited for the next new series called Blue Box, and it's for what seems like, I don't even know like when the last time the Shonen Jump had like a wholesome romance story that wasn't full of ecchi nonsense.
Oh, quintessential quintuplets.
Yeah, that's not, you see, Kodansha has that and it's killing it, right? It's like the number one romance series. And Shonen Jump doesn't have one of those.
Nisekoi, that was the last one, right?
Yeah, but that was garbage, so shut up.
It was, I agree. But you asked, and that was the last one.
This new one had a one-shot, which I read, and it was really good. So I'm hoping that this series is also awesome, because that would be really cool. Because I think Weekly Shonen Jump does want like an answer to the quintuplets, because the quintuplets, it's literally like quintuplets and Attack on Titan are like the only things carrying Kodansha, and they're like over and ending. So I think Shonen Jump really wants to swoop in and get a nice wholesome romance on the go. So, yeah.
I mean, Kodansha's reprinting Shaman King, so yeah, they got that thing. At least, I guess.
Those 3-in-1s look like fucking garbage. Anyone who's buying those, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Kodansha, they also announced 3-in-1s for Attack on Titan, and I'm like, guys.
Guys. Already their singles are terrible, so what makes them think the 3-in-1s are going to be
even
they're
better? They're like basically worse than the Viz 3-in-1s. I'm like, guys, come on.
Isn't there like, I saw some tweet the other day, there was like some really nice hardback 3-in-1s for Attack on Titan, but instead they're releasing like the
yeah, well, I mean, there's like different countries have way different like editions for stuff. The Colossal editions in France, they're actually 3-in-1s, and they look way better.
The German editions of Shaman King are actually good.
Yeah.
Surprise.
I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast or not, but in the Malaysian version of Attack on Titan, all of the Titans have clothes on.
Respectable.
So, well, like, they all have, like, underwear on, and the female Titan is wearing a sports bra. It's actually amazing. That's nice and...
Gotta love censorship.
Attack on Titan, yeah.
I was gonna say, while we're on the topic of Kodansha, I think it's about time that we pay our respects to Vertical, who no longer is with us anymore. Rest in peace, Vertical.
Well, what did Vertical actually release that was good?
I don't know. Blackjack was pretty good.
Shaman, you can't even use Blackjack as an example because it's been out of print for like
20 years.
But you
said, name a Vertical release that was good, and Blackjack was pretty good.
And I lied. I looked over and the Bakemonogatari light novel adaptation done by Vertical is actually kind
of
good.
You look at it this way, Vertical only controlled like 0.6% of the manga market, so it was due to happen anyway, sooner or later.
We only support corporate, what is it, juggernauts, conglomerates,
hell yeah,
like Viz.
Capitalism.
Dark Horse has Berserk. Gear, shut up for a second. We're talking about manga here, all right?
What?
Shit. I was going to say with Dark Horse, you know, Dark Horse has Berserk and has all these other great titles. They're going to be up and coming here pretty soon. They're going to be, I think, taking the market for a lot of older audiences here pretty soon.
Not if their singles are still like $25.
I mean, that's Canadian prices, man. You gotta deal with that. I mean, I'm sorry you live in a place where your taxes are just so damn high, but you know, that's business. That's business 101. You got to deal with it.
Sure. I'm not looking forward to like finally completing Attack on Titan after like 7 years and like the last two volumes will have a new logo.
It has to end. Every series has its beginning, every series has its end. You gotta be able to understand that.
But the new logo's dumb.
Well,
like,
yeah.
At least I like the new Viz logo. Like, the new Kodansha logo is just a bunch of lines.
The new Viz logo is dookie, as far as I'm concerned.
No, it's cool. It's nice. It's nice and sleek.
First, they tried to minimize the Shonen Jump logo. Instead of it having a big circle, they made it a smaller circle. Wow, cutting edge.
And then they just changed it.
And then
the Shonen Jump part I don't like.
Yeah, that is fucking stupid.
At least I respect Viz that they are keeping the old logos on certain series. Like I thought
they dropped that because I'm pretty sure One Piece is
no,
all because One Piece got reprinted.
Okay, some of them, yeah. Well, some of them have the new ones, but stuff like Vagabond, which I've been getting, like most of the Vagabond I have were like brand new prints.
Well, that's
of
because
it,
it's all out of print right now. You can't even get Slam. So here are some series right now that you can't even get. Slam Dunk you can't get. Real you can't get. Vagabond you can't get because everything is out of print. Certain volumes you cannot get.
Yeah, but they're still like slowly reprinting them because that's how I've been.
We're in a pandemic right now. I think the ultimate plan for Viz is to sell all their back stock of what they have currently, and ultimately they plan on reprinting it with all their new branding on their books. It makes the most sense for marketing. So
it's just gonna take them.
There, I've noticed Viz has been like, I don't see this problem because I am actually a true manga collector and I get them when they come out, so this doesn't really apply to me, but other people have had massive problems trying to get Viz titles. A lot of them are just out of stock, not out of print, just way out of stock, like old volumes of Chainsaw Man, Jujutsu Kaisen. Obviously that's a kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, and people are going on eBay and selling it for like $50 for like volume one. It's insane.
Yeah, but like Hiatus X Hiatus, like no one is buying. Like, why is that? That's not like, who cares?
Well, because no one knows about it.
I remember I sold volumes 1-5 of Hunter X Hunter for almost like $50-$60 like a few months ago because like it was out of stock, but I was like not going to charge someone $20 a volume. You know what I mean? It's like you can just pay retail if you want.
Oh, scalpers on eBay, you know, it's pandemic prices, you know. They all got that unemployment money.
Also, we skipped over some big news. Demon Slayer is getting a complete box set. So
that's
Shaman
that's
can
big,
get it now.
That's big news.
Yeah.
Demon Slayer box set. If Viz had the chance to incorporate a box set for every series that they had, they would do it.
So is Seven Deadly Sins, aren't they?
Oh yeah, Seven Deadly Sins is getting box sets. That's
but that's a good okay. Now okay, whoa.
Have you seen the sequel manga? Meliodas' child looks like a hellspawn.
Okay, no, no, no. We're talking about Seven Deadly Sins. We're not talking about any sequels, spinoffs, non-canon. You know, we're talking strictly about the Seven Deadly Sins, the manga that brought us Escanor, the biggest Chad in all of shonen manga.
It's kind of facts.
It doesn't sound like Armin Arlert from Attack on
Titan. I mean, I'll say it here, because I said in my review, Escanor is too good of a character for Seven Deadly Sins. I'll take that to the grave. This is a hill that I'll die on.
That man deserves his own.
What are we talking about again?
Shaman, stop smoking the Cuban cigars, the Monte Cristo. You know, stop. I think this is
the fourth cigar joke, maybe the fifth, that Pace has made since the podcast started. We're 46 minutes in.
I don't know. It's a bit shrug. I gotta respect him for that. He's not ending the bit. He's going for it. He's going for the gold.
Did you not see his whiskey glass in his cigar refrigerator? Like, this guy, he's going for something. I don't know what he's going for, but he's going for it.
It's actually a shot glass, but...
Are you talking to a girl with a tattoo, Shaman? Is this what's caused you to do this?
Yeah, she does have a tattoo.
Oh my gosh, it's on her lower back, isn't it?
What's
wrong with tattoos?
It's actually on her arm.
Oh!
Well, Shug, you're Christian. You should know.
Yeah, what the heck?
I've got a tattoo.
No, you don't.
What?
I do.
No way.
Yeah, I got
it's one of those drawn-on tattoos.
What's your tattoo?
I'm not gonna say.
Dude, what are those Hayabiki needle tattoos where it's just like, you know, it's like one of those things that is on there for like a month or two and then it fades away?
Is it like the the Naruto, like Konoha logo?
Guys, I got the Akatsuki cloud, guys.
No, you didn't.
No, that's a joke. I did not.
No, he did.
No, I didn't. I promise.
What about the fairy tale symbol?
No.
I feel like Shrug, you have like the robe in your closet, you got the headband, you got the tattoo.
You have the headband,
no,
you idiot.
I do have a friend that has like the full thing though. And I'm like, dude, you got bigger guts than me, man. I can't do that.
Go up to that Facebook profile and unfriend that man right now.
I have a friend who has a bunch of anime tattoos, but he tells people that they aren't anime tattoos. Like he has the like Nicholas Flamel symbol from Full Metal Alchemist, which, you know, technically isn't from Full Metal Alchemist, but it is. And he's like, oh yes, guys, I'm a big fan of the scholar Nicholas Flamel. And he has like a soul from Soul Eater. He's like, yeah, I just found this cool graphic on the internet. I'm like, man, shut the fuck up, you're a weeb.
Dude, that's kind of dope, though.
I was going to say, one of my buddies that I work out with, he's got the, same thing that you just... Yeah, Bass. You got a problem with that?
Because
I don't work out with
you. Doing? What are you doing? Are you standing around? What are you doing at the gym? What are you doing?
Standing around.
Do you use the elliptical or something?
Too.
Just the Stairmaster?
They just talk about the new chapters of Kengan Omega.
No, they don't.
Yeah, hey, we gotta, you know, if it's anything that you gotta talk about in the gym, it's reading the latest Kengan Omega chapter.
See, he says it wrong every time. He's a liar.
Liar, liar, pants for hire.
I don't want to hear any more about Shaman working out or his cigars or Shrug's fake tattoo. I just don't want to hear it anymore.
What do you want to hear about, Bass?
Well, what do we?
What do you want to talk about, Bass? What do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about drama.
Drama.
Oh shit.
Oh god. Oh.
Yeah,
boys,
I have some,
batting down the hatches.
I
we're
have some drama.
Shrug said, "God, he's got to go to confession tomorrow."
That's...
Hey, God bless.
That's pretty hypocritical of you to take the Lord's name in vain and just
just do a little switcheroo.
I'm pretty sure I didn't, but I'll give you the benefit of the doubt and say that
you're edit this as a bit and have Shrug saying God like on times 10 speed for like 3 minutes.
Okay.
You're gonna lose all right, cool. our people, that our loyal viewers.
our loyal compatriots. And by the way, I think this is the perfect time to enter our sponsorship. Thank you so much for watching the Manga Alert podcast. I wanted to go ahead and throw in this 30-second bit about, you know, always checking out, you know, Kiss Manga, as they have the best selection of manga on the internet for all of your viewing pleasure for completely free. So if you are looking to get into a series like, you know, Berserk, or, you know, like Naruto, One Piece, Bleach, which, oh my God, if you want a hardcore greatest shonen of all time, Bleach is where it's at. You just got to read it, got to enjoy it, you know, make love to it. Did I say that? What are we talking about again? Anyways, guys.
Shaman, I think you're reading our old notes. Kiss Manga shut down like a year ago.
Well, shit, we haven't updated our notes in a long time.
You guys think we get sponsored by Audible?
Well, we're still not on iTunes, so that kind of pisses me off. We need to get approved so we can be on Apple Podcasts.
Do manga have audiobooks?
I would like...
Visually, dude, imagine Berserk narrated by Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson or Neeson?
Neeson.
Neeson.
Okay.
He has to, like, describe every single
panel.
Dude,
that's actually a really good idea.
It's like if you've ever seen described video on the TV, it's like that.
I mean, you could do like what the Comic Storian does, but instead of like going through panel by panel and like explaining what's going on, you have like, you do like multiple like voice clips over it. You'll have like the dialogue and like him like doing the sound effects, like him speaking.
Yeah, he'll do the sound effects obviously. Yeah, all those good moments. Can't wait to see the eclipse narrated.
Hardcore.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of which, MangaDex has been shut down for almost 2 weeks, and I've you know, not to say I ever go on that website, but I'm definitely feeling the rebirth in the manga community. Oh, that's for sure. No, I did awesome. You not just hear what I said? I'm feeling it. I'm just
actions speak louder than words based. We know what you're up to. You're there. Every Thursday, reading the new Kengan chapter.
I am there.
He bypasses it by saying, "Oh, I go on Amazon Japan and I buy all these Japanese volumes that I can't read."
I do. Listen, every Thursday morning when I go to read the new Kaguya chapter, I have friends in Japan who just send me pictures of the magazine, and then I
doesn't get any better than that.
There's an app where you can scan the kanji and it translates it. That's how I read it. And it's perfectly legal because my friends in Japan bought the magazine.
We get it, Gear. You have friends from over there.
Yeah. Yeah. I support the industry, unlike you clowns. Shaman selling everything used. Shrug doesn't even buy manga. He just buys, like, VeggieTales DVD collections.
That's not true. I just bought...
See, you can't even complete the sentence. That's Shrug. Like, you've just been ousted.
I'm ashamed to say it. I was holding out because I was gonna make a joke video, but I bought two volumes of Barrage. I wasn't gonna say it, but
oh my god! Speaking of Barrage. Barrage made me think of Forneverworld, and Forneverworld made me think of Misty, because we did like a whole bit last time that Misty quit, but he didn't actually. And I actually watched I actually watched his goodbye video, and it was really sad. Like, he basically talked about how his channel started to die in previous years, and it got to the point where he had a signing at a convention and literally no one showed up for it.
That's awesome.
Dude.
I'm like, that's really depressing. But his whole reasoning, though, and here's the problem, like, he was saying that, like, oh, the algorithm was killing my channel because YouTube doesn't favor this content anymore. And I'm like, yes, that's exactly why your channel died. So then he started a new channel and started making the exact same content with no changes at all. And I'm like, bro, you're...
can't blame a guy for trying, anyway. Right? He tried it all. Who was the one person in the manga community that kept making channels, or like kept renaming their channel and kept making alternate channels for their YouTube videos?
I don't know. There's probably
there's someone.
But oh yeah, and there was another thing. He went into depth about the Eight Seals, that really shitty anime he produced, and it turns out like he laid down pretty much the whole story and like why it was so bad and what really happened, and it was basically like a huge scam. Like he was sending them money out of his own pocket, which, you know, it was pretty dumb on his end to trust these guys, and they were basically just like stealing most of his money and barely doing anything with it. And like then the guy who was like the director of the project, at one point he just like got picked everything up and just fell off the face of the earth. So
what the bro? Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, so yeah, I feel bad for him in a lot of ways, but I he doesn't seem to really realize why his channel died in the first place, which is unfortunate. So oh well,
it's because manga tubing is a dying breed.
Too bad. I love his. Oh, although I watched his last video, which was the top 10 anime of the last season. He put Promised Neverland season 2 there. So.
Oh gosh. Oh no.
Yeah, that was something else. Shrug, have you seen that? The Promised Neverland season 2?
No, but like I've not seen a single person say a positive thing about it. And like I know enough of like what's going on, because obviously I've read like I think I read like right to the end of Goldie Pond.
Yeah.
And so when I was hearing you say stuff, I was like, there's no way. There's no way that they did this. And like I was watching your videos pretty consistently of like, dude, there's no way that they are actually doing this.
A lot of people have been calling this like the worst anime adaptation ever, and I think I believe them, because I literally have never seen an adaptation this bad before. So, good job. Well done.
How do they do that?
I don't know, man. But Jesus Christ.
That's a series that I was about to start like reading fully, because it's about to be.
Well, I mean, in fairness, like the ending, like the final parts of the manga aren't very good, but the anime makes them look like a masterpiece. It's insane.
Gosh, how do you mess that? Like, how did that get approved? How did
I don't know, Based. You're the Cloverworks stan. Well, what do you say?
What are you talking about? Shadow House is going to be the greatest anime of the year, and stamp it with my seal of approval.
Jujutsu Kaisen, sorry, buddy.
You know what? Speaking of which, I was buying manga at Barnes & Noble today, and the guy at the register was like, I got early copies of Chainsaw Man, Jujutsu Kaisen, and I did buy a Beastar volume, which, not a furry, by the way, but just, I bought one.
Oh, Based. Some furry shit right there.
I'm not a furry. Anyways, he asked me, he's like, is this Chainsaw Man getting an anime soon? And I was like, yeah, actually, it's being done by MAPPA, who did Jujutsu Kaisen. And this guy, he was not in the anime or manga at all, but I think he's watched maybe an anime or two. And when I just started rambling about MAPPA and saying that Chainsaw Man, expect great things, it got moved out of the Shonen Jump magazine and went into a more mature magazine, this guy was like completely lost, and I looked like a total dweeb.
Wait, you buy your manga at Barnes & Noble?
Well, I've kind of realized Amazon is selling manga, and they're not selling it cheap. Amazon's like selling it for like 50 cents less than retail, or like a dollar, but I risk getting it damaged in like the really crappy envelopes. I could buy from Right Stuff and wait 40 months to get my manga, or I could just go to Barnes & Noble and get stuff early and just pay a dollar more.
I don't have a Barnes & Noble around here, so worst case scenario, if I want to, go to Books A Million, but most of the time I get stuff from
honestly,
Amazon.
If I'm buying, like, for example, the Blade of the Immortal stuff, like the new deluxe editions, I would buy those off, like, Amazon, because theirs are, like, $20 cheaper, and it's hard. They'll ship that in a box, like a cardboard box. But, like, one volume of this stuff, they're literally going to throw it in there, and they're going to frisbee golf it across the whole country, and it's gonna come damaged, and I'm gonna have to send it back.
Hey, Amazon does have pretty good customer service. Send it back, get your full refund. They send you another one, no problem.
I got a I recently I tried to order the final box set of Naruto.
Just stop.
Well, hold on. So I was kind of just like, I need to complete it because I want to read it all. Because I was like, hey, support. Don't criticize me. I was trying to support the release. Darn it. But anyway, but it was going mad out of print, and so I was like, I need to hurry up and get this. So I ordered it off of Books A Million's website. They end up like canceling my order and just like didn't tell me. So I look on the website and they just canceled all of a sudden. So I called them and then I said, hey, can you guys explain to me why this got canceled all of a sudden? They're like, yeah, sorry we didn't inform you. That's our bad. We'll give you a refund and then some. So they gave me like $80 extra to go like order stuff.
I'm glad that there's someone smart working there because they knew how bad Naruto was. They even paid you to say, hey, this series sucks. You don't need to read it.
Yeah.
I bought Parasite with it. Yeah. I bought all of Parasite.
Parasite's
all
right.
Like a couple like I also got I've been wanting this for so long. The first volume of Mobile Suit Gundam Origins. I've wanted that volume for like 3 years and I finally got it.
So going back to what Bay said earlier, Mobile Suit Gundam is a pretty good vertical release.
Yeah, I've been looking at it this whole time. It's actually behind my second monitor. I'm just hoping no one would say it. But of course Shrug would mention it.
I mean, what's that mean? What?
Of course he would. Trying to sabotage me yet again. I'm a guest. You should have some
I'm not trying to sabotage you. I was agreeing.
Base, you literally murdered us. We're only here because T-Dog collected all the Dragon Balls and wished us back.
Hey, God bless. God bless. God bless T-Dog.
You guys got lucky this time. That's all I got
to
say.
So is Origins about to go, like, mad out of print? Cause...
Probably.
Uh-oh.
They're expensive to make. They're $30 volumes. I can't imagine them just keep printing them because I don't think the
vertical's dead. They're not printing anything. Well, they're gone.
That's not true though, because Bakemonogatari just came out, like the seventh volume last month.
Well, with what Kodansha announced a couple of weeks ago, they were saying that the vertical branch is no longer with us. So I don't know.
So volume 8 on this new Bakemonogatari, because I only get like, I have the Mobile Suit Gundam, I have Bakemonogatari. And I'm pretty sure that's literally it.
I can't imagine that Kodansha is going to keep a branch around that isn't generating any revenue. So
it doesn't have anything good. I've noticed.
If they do
Shaman,
continue
it,
to print.
Stop it. Because I've noticed something. You say all Shonen collections look the same. Well, I'm starting to see a pattern that all Seinen collections look dead, like exactly the same. Ooh. Berserk, Vinland Saga, Monster, Gantz, they're all the same.
I don't own Monster.
Goodnight, Pun Pun. It's literally all Asano, Gantz, Berserk, Vinland Saga. There's no difference anymore. I've seen it all.
What you got against Vinland
Saga?
Here's
the thing, but when Oshinoko is out, then there you go. That'll be one to add to your seinen collection.
I've been in the community for a while. I remember when seinen was cool. Now it's kind of like it's now shown in manga.
Well, because everyone has Gekiga. Gekiga must be the next wave.
So yeah, Gekiga is going to be the new wave, and guess who's going to be at the front of that? This guy. Nah, not you.
Someone's probably going to pop up with like a 10,000 volume collection with every Gekiga. They always do.
I'm thinking about doing my next manga collection instead of saying volumes. I'm just going to say the price because I feel like I could get it. That's more.
I was going to say, Gira,
like,
the
who doesn't have a 12,000
that monkey manga that you reviewed was like one page, right?
Oh yeah, the Gorilla Must Die in One
Day.
Yeah,
that's a Gekiga, you know.
Yeah, it is. It's the first of like the new wave of.
And how'd you feel about it, you know?
Oh, well, like I said in my review, it's the best thing I've ever read. So
what are you doing? Like, why have you not read any other Gekiga?
I'm waiting for the English release. And it's hard to find some of this stuff, like Spider-Man, the manga.
Yeah.
Like, that's not easy.
No, it's true. Well, you'd be better off learning Japanese and just purchasing the volumes yourself on Amazon Japan. Sure, the volumes are pretty cheap.
And that's why we're sponsored by NordVPN, so that way you can...
And that is where we end the podcast. Thank you all so much for joining today. We are so happy to be back for Season 5.
We're also sponsored by Manscaped,
and,
the number one
raid
razor
Shadow
and
Legends.
Grooming below the waist.
Anyways, thank you all for coming out tonight and listening to our wonderful podcast about manga and other wonderful things. Take it easy and have a great night.
Bye.
And we'll be back shortly with Attack on Titan.
When he first woke up, he realized he had snow white hair and glowing green eyes. He could walk through walls, disappear, and fly. He was much more unique than the other guy, and it was then that he knew what he had to do. He had to stop all the ghosts that were coming through. He's here to fight for me and you.
He's gonna catch them all, 'cause he's Danny Phantom. Gonna catch them all, 'cause he's Danny Phantom.